I'm really pleased to announce that I am in the company of Mads Mikkelsen. Welcome to Birmingham, welcome to Collectomania.
Thank you, sir.
How's you found the experience so far?
Well, the experience is great. The fans are always great in England. I don't know anything about Birmingham yet because I just basically flew in and I've only seen this room.
Okay.
So tonight I'll get a chance to see a little more.
What are your plans for tonight?
Well, as far as I know, I'm somewhere in a hotel outside the city, so I guess I'm kind of stuck there, but I'm sure they have a restaurant or a bar.
There are some really good restaurants in the area. Right. We've got Marco Pierre White, there's a Jamie Oliver, there's tons in the area.
That's all planned then.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're known for a whole weight of different things. James Bond, I mean Marvel, you've pretty much done it all. Of all of those, is there anyone in particular that you would say you've enjoyed more, less?
It's super hard to compare. I mean, I'm very proud of being in the James Bond universe, the Star Wars universe, the Marvel universe. But it's very hard to compare anything with a TV show that's running for 3 seasons like the Hannibal show.
Yep.
This is a unique situation for our actors to be able to dive into characters for that long.
Yep.
If you do it, normally they don't develop, but then in our case, I think that the characters were constantly full-on developing throughout the seasons. And that's a very interesting process for an actor.
And you mentioned Hannibal. Did you get a chance to speak to Anthony Hopkins before you took the role?
I spoke very briefly with him, but not about that, but about something completely different that we were up for. And the show didn't happen, but I just had a little Skype chit-chat with him very, very briefly. At that point, I didn't know I was going to do Hannibal, so...
And do you find that you drew much from Anthony Hopkins, or is it a completely separate...
Oh, it's very separate. I mean, the TV show is very different from the films. The enormous impact Anthony had on the films. We have to keep in mind that in Silence of the Lambs, he's got 14 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
And we have 3 seasons of our Hannibal TV show. So obviously we can get away with different things. We can make a slower pace. We can make a more gradual development. So it's not much we can steal from each other. I can just watch him as a fellow actor and see how immaculate he is when
Absolutely.
He takes on a part.
Absolutely. And are there any franchises you'd be interested in? Personally, I'd love to see you portray Brainiac in the DC universe.
Yeah.
You've got that sort of voice.
Yeah.
It brings menace.
Well, bring it on. I was very much in love with Kung Fu when I was a kid. So I think a Hong Kong Kung Fu film would be interesting one day. I mean, I kind of sniffed to it when we did the Doctor Strange. I was doing some flying Kung Fu, but I mean, maybe full-on flying Kung Fu without the magic would be fun.
Maybe like a Kung Fu David Carradine.
I'll bring it on.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Can I just get a quick photo? Is that okay? Just turn that off.